That's right. It's time for This Day in History, where we look back, we leaf through the history books, we sift through the sands of time, find out a little bit about what's happened on today's day. Today, of course, being September 30th, what's happened this day in history. On this day, September 30th in 1541, the Spanish conquistador Hernando de Soto and his forces entered Tula territory in the western part of what is known today as Arkansas in the United States, encountering fierce resistance. Nothing about the native people they found there is known outside of de Soto's encounter with them, but they are believed to be the first Cadoan Native American people to have contact with Europeans. They reportedly practiced cranial deformation, tattooed their faces, and fought with large spears, and were described as the best fighting people that the Christians met with. In 1659, according to author Daniel Defoe, September 30th is the day Robinson Crusoe, the fictional Robinson Crusoe, is shipwrecked before washing up on an uncharted island. In 1882, Thomas Edison's first commercial hydroelectric power plant, later known as the Appleton Edison Light Company, began operation on the Fox River in Wisconsin over in the United States. On September 30th in 1888, the infamous serial killer, the world's first serial killer, Jack the Ripper, murdered his third and fourth victims, Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Idowes, on this day in September 30th in Whitechapel, London. In 1915, a Serbian army private became the first soldier in history to shoot down an enemy aircraft on September 30th with ground-to-air fire. In 1955, September 30th actually marks the death of film star James Dean, the star of Rebel Without a Cause. He died at only 24 years old, crashing his Porsche 550 Spider Little Bastard car along US Route 466. In 1965, the 30 September movement attempted a coup against the Indonesian government but was crushed by the military, and the attempt led to the mass anti-communist purge with over 500,000 people killed. September 30th in 2004, the first images of a live giant squid in its natural habitat are taken 600 miles south of Tokyo. They are some really fabulous images, really fascinating images. I've always had a bit of a fascination with cephalopods, so there you go. The very first images of a live giant squid taken on this day in its natural habitat, 2004. And finally, on September 30th in 2009, the 2009 Sumatran earthquakes occurred on this day, killing over 1,115 people. Also have some famous birthdays to today. Truman Capote, the very famous American author behind the likes of In Cold Blood and Breakfast at Tiffany's, was born on this day in 1924. Angie Dickinson, the actress, 84 today. Happy birthday, Angie. Erica Salazar, better known perhaps as the stage name Erica Andrews, the Mexican international and national beauty pageant title winner, drag performer and activist, born in 1969, passed unfortunately away in 2013 due to a lung infection. Buddy Rich, the world's greatest drummer, he was born on this day in 1970. Nick Curran, the American blues rock and roll singer and guitarist, born in 1977. T-Pain, the rapper, he was born on this day. He's turning 30 today. Happy birthday, T-Pain. But of course, we are hearing a little bit of this one today. Get it on, bang a gong. Going out to Mark Bolan, the English singer-songwriter and guitarist, best known perhaps as the frontman of glam rockers T-Rex, who saw huge success in the mid-70s with 14 UK top 20 hits. Mark unfortunately died just 2 weeks before his 30th birthday in 1977 in a car crash. This one is a little bit of T-Rex. Taking us out on this day in history. Get it on.